Does a new cruise ship come with a warranty? Carnival Cruise Line may be asking that question after the brand new Carnival Horizon is experiencing propulsion issues. The ship was scheduled to stop in Amber Cove, but was unable to safely maneuver into the narrow port, causing them to cancel the port stop. For the inconvenience, Carnival gave every guest $50 onboard credit and refunded the excursion. There's no word whether the issue will impact Horizon's next sailing. The ship is due back into New York City on Thursday morning. New details on Celebrity Edge's entertainment venues have been announced. The main theater will feature four stage areas, three massive projection screens, a rotating platform, and aerial rigging. Five new full-length shows will be performed there. Edge will also include a space called The Club, which morphs from a laser maze and obstacle course by day to a Prohibition-era cocktail bar and dance floor by night. Cunard Line's Three Queens met in Southampton last week, and for the first time, guests on board had the opportunity to see the Red Arrows. The Red Arrows, which is the Royal Air Force's acrobatic team, put on a flying formation display, leaving multicolored trails in their wake. The cruise line also hosted five children who won captain for a day and got to visit all three queens. And a look at the closing bell for Tuesday, Carnival Corporation closed at 59.32, up 33 cents. Norwegian Holdings closed at 52.02, up 86 cents. And Royal Caribbean closed at 116.39, up $2.77. For more stories, visit cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.